Chapter 40. Jin woke up with her arms and legs bound to a chair by plastoid ties. Her tongue felt fat and dry in her mouth.
"And there she is," someone with a deep voice said kindly.
Jin forced her eyes open. Her head ached, and the bright lights overhead lanced through her eyes.
"I didn't hit her that hard,"
a male Doatin said, his voice low and guttural. He was easily over 3 meters tall, with arms like tree trunks.
"It's fine, it's fine," another man said.
He waved his hands, and the Doatin left the room. The man turned to Jin.
"I am Alejandro Passot," he said.
He smoothed down the thin hair on his balding head, and Jin noticed that it was actually feathers, not hair, covering his skull. When he turned, the downy wisps grew longer, and dark brown and green feathers, about as long as her fingers, trailed all the way down his back, under his shirt.
"Passot's palace," Jin mumbled.
Alejandro's face broke into a huge grin. Each one of his jade green teeth was pointed and jagged like the edge of a saw blade.
"Yes, you've heard of me."
He seemed positively delighted by Jin's knowledge. She nodded, wincing in pain.
Alejandro tisked. "You must forgive my man," he said. "He doesn't know his own strength. He's normally gentle as can be. A big softy."
"Oh, obviously," Jin said.
She tried to lift her hands, but the plastoid ties were tight.
"Those, I'm afraid," Alejandro said, "will have to stay."
Jin looked up at him.
"What do you want?"
Her voice was stronger now, clearer.
"I want to talk to the person who made these."
Alejandro snapped his fingers, and a man stepped forward. He dumped a satchel of Passot's palace gambling credits on the table in front of Jin. Her heart sank, but she was certain her face didn't show anything more than mild confusion.
"You're the one who commissions the credits. You should know who made them," Jin said.
Alejandro laughed merrily.
"Ha ha ha, sweet young thing. I believe I do know who made these. And I believe you know that they were not from my sources."
He picked one up, tapping the side with his taloned finger.
"These are very, very well made," he said in an impressed voice. "Still, we do have to punish those who steal from us."
Jin still didn't let her face betray her true emotions. She stared at him blankly. And it was in that moment, bound in a gambling lord's office, as he withdrew an assortment of killing and torturing devices from his desk and laid them out. It was in that precise moment that Jin realized something hugely important. She didn't care anymore. Her mother was gone. Saw had betrayed her. Hatter and Akshaya had burned in merciless space.
"I have nothing else to lose," she realized.
Obviously, she didn't particularly want to get tortured and killed, especially not over an imperial officer with a gambling problem. But there was an emptiness in Jin now that pushed on the edges of her soul, expanding, forcing out her other emotions, including fear. Alejandro picked up a hand press, the tiny spikes twirling through the metal plate as he twisted it. When he looked at Jin, his eyes widened a little at her complete and utter disinterest in the weapons spread out before them. The corners of his mouth slid up in an appreciative smile.
"I must confess that I did notice two things," he said, putting down the hand press. "First, you did a very, very good job."
Jin wondered if he realized he'd doubled up on words as if they would make them truer.
"I appreciate skill,"
Alejandro confessed. "And second, you didn't flood the market. I've checked with the other gambling lords. Only my palace had the counterfeit credit chips. And I know who commissioned them. You did a job. You could have made more, kept some, used them for yourself. But my men have searched your little apartment, searched you, and there was nothing. Nothing. Not greedy. I like that. You do a job, and you're done.
He paced in front of her. Jin tested the plastoid ties. Not because she was trying to break out, but because she was curious how strong they were. The answer was very useful, Alejandro mused, looking at her. You made the credits for Commander Solange, yes? Jin nodded. She had no reason to keep up the act.
When I confronted her, she and I were able to come up with something of a solution. A way for the Empire to pay her debt without knowing it.
Jin blinked. This was a skill she had learned on 5 points, from waiting in the park across from the beggars. Men loved to talk. All she had to do was wait and listen, and they would tell her everything. I have some products I need to get off the station. Commander Solange has arranged for the Empire to buy them at a good price for me, one that will clear her debts. Win-win, yes? Because he seemed to expect an answer, Jin nodded. But we need some documents altered, and I think you can do that. Yes?
Will it get me off this station? Jin asked.
To Rumataka, Alejandro said. And after that, you do as you wish. And you'll pay me?
Alejandro barked a laugh.
Your freedom will be payment enough. Jin lifted an eyebrow and waited. Alejandro scowled, but then the corners of his mouth quirked up in a smile. Oh, I like you. Fine, yes, a payment. 1,000 credits?
Imperial, not those.
Jin nodded to the pile of forged Pessoa's palace credits on the table.
They're too easy to fake.
Alejandro's eyes flashed, and for a moment, Jin thought she had gone too far. But he laughed again and waved his hand for the straps to be removed from around her ankles and wrists.
We have need to hurry, Alejandro said. Can you be ready to leave in an hour?
I'm ready to leave now, Jin said.
Alejandro gave her instructions to head to Docking Bay NC-13 and board the Amaryls-class freighter that was waiting.
My men will have everything you need to alter the documents on board the ship. You can work on them as you travel.
It was ironic that Jin could move across the galaxy faster than she could hop between the planets of one solar system. But the hyperspace routes that enabled high-speed travel didn't stretch to the tiny planets of the 5 points system, often littered with asteroids, and the freighter would be limited.
Commander Solange has provided clearance for our ship to land on Rumataka,
Alejandro continued. But there's a chance there will be checkpoints on the way that she is not aware of. She thinks herself more important than she is.
If we run into such checkpoints,
he let his question drift between them.
Not a problem, Jin said. Imperial checkpoint clearances were her specialty.
Good.
Good,
Alejandro said, nodding.
And if you ever find yourself in need of future work, come back to Pessoa's palace, he said. You're exactly the kind of girl I could use.